And to set the scene, we're going to have a reading directly from the Bible, John chapter 12, John's rendition of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. This reading is done responsively between pastor and congregation, so be looking for your bold printed part. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, so they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out,
"Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel."
And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written,
"Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt."
His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified after his death and resurrection, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet Jesus was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another,
"You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him."
When the crowd was greeting Jesus, the people were quoting a verse from Psalm 118, which Martin Luther said was his favorite. Verse 25 begins, "Save us, we pray, O Lord." "Save us, Lord," is the meaning of Hosanna. As we process with our palms, let us join our voices together as we sing the hymn, "All Glory, Laud, and Honor." And as Colleen plays that song and Karen leads us in singing of that song, as you are able, you're invited forward to place your palm branch into one of these two receptacles and then find your way back to your seat.